Good afternoon. This is Rob Knapp. I apologize for being late. I was delayed on another call.
That's all right. That's all right. We're glad to be here. We're just missing one person right now who is grabbing their workbook. But we're just glad to get started, Rob. Can you hear?
So, let me take a roll call if I can. Who's on the call?
Gerald.
Jerry. Chantel.
Jasper.
And Keisha's on the way.
Okay. Well, welcome. I remember I know you've talked to Cindy at our last, I remember our last call, and you've talked to Cindy, and I think you guys are all, and she told me to treat you like a young child in terms of training, but I don't want to do that.
Young child.
A young child? That was a wrong call. That was there talking to me like I'm a five-year-old.
She didn't mean Neil fight, did she?
She wanted to, she said, make it as effective as you can make it. Don't make it too complicated so they don't. Anyway, the idea is that we want you to stay connected to the program. We'll try not to overwhelm you with a bunch of too much stuff at once. I know you're eager learners, and I think the idea is, Picasso always said he spent his life learning how to paint, and then he spent the rest of his life learning how to paint like a child. So we want to have eager learner brain, and that helps us all to be more effective.
Okay.
Supernova will give you some terrific benefits.
Okay.
There is some work.
All right, let's roll.
All right, so have you had a chance to get on the website? Are you familiar with it? And you have the workbook, or shall I go through everything?
We have the workbook. We have not gone on the website. We have the workbooks in front of us. We've looked at 1.5 videos. We've all read the book. And so we're ready to roll.
Is there a website login?
Is there a website login?
Yeah, they'll send you the website login. You should have a password that you get for when you sign up for this. And every week they'll send you Lori will send you a connector that allows you to connect directly from the email to the website. So we try and make it as simple as possible.
Okay, let's see here. All right, okay. Well,
should we be on the website?
Should we be on the website now?
No, you don't need to be. No.
Okay, when should we go on the website?
Well, the website is where the videos are going to be.
So we saw the pre-planning video, and we got halfway through week one.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So best practices for what to do. My suggestion would be to watch the video as a group and discuss it. Write down your questions, and then determine from that, questions to ask me on these, weekly calls. So, for example, we're going to ask you for your absolute minimum, your target minimum, your maximum number of clients that you want to have. Those are things we need to get established in the beginning.
Did you get our pre-planning worksheet?
Did not.
Okay, because it has that on there.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So, again, best practices are watch the video before, meet as a team, determine your questions, then meet with me and get the questions answered, and then if, for example, we've determined that there is work to be done by the team, you mm-hmm. want to identify who is doing what, and
right.
then they should be done by.
Okay.
And so I suggest, you know, maybe half an hour before the call or 15 minutes before the call, meet and discuss everything that you were supposed to get done for your homework, and then, meet for 15 minutes after and assign homework and who's responsible and what the deadlines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Good.
Those are best practices.
Okay. Typically, do the videos last about 30 minutes?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Okay.
So the idea was, look, you don't need to listen to me for 30 minutes teaching you this information. You can
right.
watch the video as many times as you want, once a day for 5 days, however much you want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're prepared then, and you can ask good questions rather than me just droning on about the work.
Mm-hmm.
And
we really appreciate that.
Much more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really appreciate that, because some of us have low attention spans.
Like me.
and me. All right. Okay.
Right. Being ADD, there's nothing that I don't understand. You know, I mean, I understand it completely.
Okay, good. Well, on that note, I have a question.
Go ahead.
When we're looking at segmentation, because that's one of our big issues, segmentation. And we're to have 100 clients each, which we've got two licensed advisors, one that's about to be licensed, and I don't know when, in 3 months, 6 months, but about to be licensed. So, my big question is, when you say accounts, are you talking about people or are you talking about households?
Well, think about it. We're making one phone call to the decision maker.
Okay.
So it would really depend on how many decision makers there are in that unit.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
I would say we're always talking about households unless it's a unique situation.
Okay.
I'll give you a unique situation.
Okay.
You've got a multimillionaire who's 85 and his wife.
Right.
And you've got grown children who are 55.
Right.
The multimillionaire has got, you know, he's got 10 million with you, and the children each have 2 million.
Okay.
So typically you might think of that as one household, but it's
okay.
really three households. And you
gotcha.
Need it like
gotcha.
Three households.
Okay. We need to revisit how many clients we have then.
Because
we use households. You know, Morgan Stanley allows us to group brothers, sisters, children as households. And so we have households with, two, three decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So so when you get our pre-planning sheet, we need to revisit that. So we said we had 315 clients, and we will have more than that.
I think probably double that maybe. Because when you go through the analytics hub, it says 700 something.
We have 700.
I thought.
Accounts or clients?
You
might
know.
Be talking about.
Maybe it's accounts. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but I know that it's at least 500.
Okay.
We have 500 clients.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Rob, we just opened up a can.
We got a big can of worms.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what you want to do, all right? You want to treat this thing like, I mean, oftentimes we just kind of grow and, you know, more is better. And that world works up to a point. And then you get crazy. Mm-hmm. And the question, then you call Rob now and say, right, we're going crazy. We have too many clients. We're not giving the service we need. We're not organized. Help us. All right. So when I show up, I go, okay, guys, that model is over. More is better model is now gone.
Okay.
We don't need more. We need better. All right. So what we're going to do is, because we only have so much time.
Right.
So what you have to do is you have to determine who's paying you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you had to leave with 200 households,
mm-hmm,
the kind of households we're talking about,
right,
who would they be? Who would they be? All right. And what I think you're going to find is that those are the people that are paying the bill.
Okay.
So that part isn't really that hard. All right. You can probably come up with 150 that are paying the bills.
Okay.
And they're going to give you 90%, 85% of your business. Now, the question becomes, what do we do with the rest?
Okay.
And the answer is one of two things. You can hire people to take care of them.
Okay.
Or you can give them away.
Okay.
There isn't any other thing.
Okay.
Because from this point on, we're going to work very hard to establish a brand that we can market.
Right.
You have a brand now. You have a reputation now. But the problem is you wouldn't be calling me if you didn't feel it was in some degree of jeopardy. All right? Meaning there's too many clients and they're not getting a consistent client experience. And so to define what it is that you're doing, it becomes difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So we want service to be a part of what you advertise.
Okay.
All right. So you're proud of it. And anybody that does business with you would say wonderful things. Because, as we always say, our brand isn't determined by our best client, but by our worst client.
Oh, that's big. That's big. Wow, that's big.
Yeah, that is big. And we also say that every client deserves to be somebody's A client. Because mm-hmm. people always say, well, what do my clients will think I'm getting too big for my britches? And you say, no, it's the opposite. We're committed to giving every client exceptional service. And if we can't do it, we'll find somebody that can.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do it for everybody.
Right.
And we want everybody saying wonderful things. If somebody hasn't heard from you in a year, or they don't know who you are when they're asked, then you don't have a great brand. Okay?
You're right.
So the idea, and you can explain it to clients like this, when you buy a Mercedes or a BMW or, you know, think of the organization that gives the best service in your community, when you buy the smallest car from them, you get the same service as if you bought the most expensive car.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Just one second. I'm going to be real brief when I say this. We bought a car, a used car from the, and it was a used little Lexus, and took it to the dealership here, and they treated us like we were $1 million people, and we didn't even get the car from them. It wasn't the newest, and the service was so good that I said, you know what, when I get my next car, I'm going to get it from here.
Now, see, that's a great story, and that's a story you want to tell your client.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look, that's what we're doing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're frankly a little bit embarrassed right now because we're not doing that. We're more like the Chevy place. Like when you come in, we treat you great, but we don't always know exactly, you know, you've been reassigned to somebody or they snuck in your book and you haven't called them for a while, and it's just inconsistent.
What would they say?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
We call it a reactive business versus a proactive business. Instead of having regularly scheduled maintenance, it's, you know, people come in when something breaks. Well, we don't want that. We want it proactive, scheduled maintenance, and they come in and we take care of them and we send them home and they buy the next car from us. All right? And they refer their friends. So that's why we're doing all this.
Okay. All right.
And so your choice is an economic choice. It really should be. I mean, you can make it. The point is that most clients, as long as they're well taken care of, aren't as quite as attached to you as you think they are.
Okay.
They just want to be taken care of. So if somebody else can take care of them, they're perfectly happy with that somebody else, as long as they get good service. But you can hire a whole nother service department.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can hire two more people, but but you should know the economics of hiring that person.
Okay.
All right. So you figure it's going to cost probably $100,000 per person to hire somebody to take care of. And that's net that's net.
Right.
So you're going to need to probably generate $200,000 of revenues on those people just to break even.
Okay.
Per person.
Right. That makes it easy. How do we do that? And I'm just customizing what you're saying. How do we do that knowing that we're going to have a third person that's going to be in training, actually, running the plans, and that's all she's going to be doing for the next 2 years, just running plans. So how do we do that? How low do we really need to go? Do we need to go to 200 or – What's the number if we know that we're going to have this third person? Jerry, and Jerry is going to be Jerry. So Chantel and I right now are the advisors. Jerry is coming on board. So what is it that we need to be looking at and thinking about?
Well, I think you can answer that. I mean, what would you say?
Well, I mean, if we took it down, we could take it down to 200. Because all she's going to be doing is planning.
But that means I'll be calling people too. Yeah, we were talking about that.
So do we need 300?
If we did 250, yeah, 250. Then you guys would do 200 and I would do 50.
You do 50.
I'm up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you're going to discover. 100's a lot. I hate to tell you that.
It is?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The average advisors after 2 years of Supernova ends up with 70 clients.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm happy to have you work as hard as you want to work. But
you don't want to overwork.
It's work. Yes. It's work. It's hard work. You're going to be tired. I mean, you're going to get used to it. It's like going in the weight room.
I'm just getting thinking about it.
You get stronger because, you know, but you're going to be busy with 100 clients. It's 5 calls a day. And you think, well, that's not so bad. One of them is an in-person meeting and one is a phone review. And the other 3 are scheduled appointments. So you're going to have 5 calls every day. Plus, we want you to prospect. So the question becomes, you know, the more clients you have, the less time you have to grow. So that becomes the trade-off. You see what we're doing here? We're making choices.
So if we take it down to 200, then you and I can have 150 and Jerry has 50.
Yeah. That's probably our max.
Yeah.
That would your life would be happier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So kind of start wrapping your head around that kind of number. And then what you say is, look, okay, based on the average of those clients now, the ones we're keeping, what is our average revenues and production credits? Not the book you have now, but the one you're going to have.
Okay.
And then what is your target? Meaning, you see, if we can open up 10 accounts a year, which is reasonable.
Okay.
Over 3 years, and they are averaging in the top 20% of our practice, we will double our business.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
Okay.
So what is that target that we would like to open?
Target accounts, your target
would be the average of your top 20% of the accounts you're keeping.
Okay.
The average is probably, wait a minute, I got that. I should have printed it. Mm-hmm. Can you give me 1 second?
Sure, yeah. Okay.
All right.
He's printing it. Average of top 20%. Okay, 20% of the clients are keeping. Okay. I'm sorry, Rob. You said average of the top 20% of the clients we're keeping. That's our target.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. It's going to be a bigger number than you usually are used to thinking about.
Okay.
It's going to be what you really want.
And then we'll be like our target amount, but then the
actual average is right. All right. I'm trying to remember. The minimum is right.
Yeah.
But where we want to go. So, like, if our target is the minimum,
Okay, I didn't see the top 20%. I've got the top 10%.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes. More interesting.
Well, it's probably going to be what we want. Yeah. And that's right at 2.3 million.
Yeah. I would have guessed 2.5.
Yeah.
And a million is your minimum now, probably.
Okay. Ooh. All right. That's what it should be.
It should be.
It really should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you understand the psychology of what we're doing here?
Yeah, because what you're doing once we, and this is based on the video, what we're doing is adding, we're adding and deleting pretty much.
Right.
And in the process, it increases the overall revenue and the size of the practice.
Right. Without increasing your work.
Yeah,
right.
The quality, you improve the quality without increasing the quantity.
Right.
Of people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, here's the part, I mean, this is strictly business, I mean, what you're saying is strictly business, and we can get into the other part of it, and I guess that's how many of the butlers we keep. Because, you know, I can't walk into church and somebody say, Reverend, you fired me. What happened? Why? You know, I can't do that.
Well, and that's why I said, you know, there's a choice here, right?
Right.
And so if you, because of political reasons, need to have a larger staff and the economics don't bother you,
okay.
And you don't. You see what I mean?
I got
you make,
it. Okay. Gotta make
you
a
make
decision.
The choice.
Okay.
Yeah, you just
that's
make
fair.
A choice. And you that's say, fair. Okay, we're committed to that Lexus service that you admired so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part. So I'm going to give that, but I'm not going to. That's the point of the butler thing versus. When I say every client deserves to be somebody's A client, every client deserves to have regularly scheduled maintenance, right?
Okay.
Rather than just four times a year, right? In this case. So
okay.
We're going to give one level of service, supernova service, and we're going to have an occasional butler, and that would be maybe the grown children of a wealthy client. That you say, you know, that 85-year-old story was the one. Let's say that those people, the children only have 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy's got, the dad has got 10 million. Well, there's two children, and take dad's 10 million, divide it by two, and they still meet your minimums by a long shot. So
yeah.
you're gonna give them 4-1. Once a year, you're going to meet with them in person. The other three times, you're going to talk to them. So you're going to interact with them quarterly, and each one's going to have their own financial plan. So they're kind of getting a mini-me version of what it's like to be a client so that when somebody asks them who's your advisor, they don't go, oh, it's my dad, but I'm, you know, once my dad's advisor, but once he goes, I'm not going to keep him.
Right. Okay.
You know, nobody wants dad's advisor. What they want is their own. But
right.
you've got to make them feel like it's not dad's advisor, it's their advisor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. My kids went through this and you know, they were the redheaded stepchild for one advisor and so I changed advisors and now they feel great, you know. They're getting great care.
Okay.
And so it makes a difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know that from, you know, the children, when you take them on, you treat them like they're the dad. Because,
right.
You know, my daughter had trouble getting a mortgage. You know, I found out about it, and I frankly was livid. You know, it was just terrible treatment. And it was just neglect. And, you know, it's unacceptable. Either if you're going to do it, you do it well, or you don't do it.
I agree.
Rob, have you dealt at all with petty jealousies on the part of parents as they looked at the children and the children being serviced or being invited by the FA for service?
I'm sorry, I missed it. My wife is coming into my office.
Okay, the question is whether or not you've had any experiences dealing with petty jealousies with the account holder and children providing or attempting to provide services to the children.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think there's always going to be that sense of, you know, but no, I think you guys are smart enough and, you know, you give them, if you do a financial plan for the children, and it's theirs, and then you make regular calls to them, I don't think there's going to be that sense of, you know, he's dad's advisor, not ours. And as far as, you know, sibling rivalry or something, I think you just give the same service to everybody. If one of them, of course, if one of them discovers, you know, Velcro or something and becomes rich, then automatically they become 1242. And, you know, wealth has its privileges.
Okay. Okay. So what do we need to do?
Well, you've kind of done it. The work begins now, which is we're going to be simultaneously identifying who it is that we're going to keep.
Okay.
Start notifying them of the good news.
Notifying them. Okay. There's a script about that, right?
That's right.
Okay, so which one is the script that we need to use for them? New service model to clients on page 13?
Yeah, and you don't have to use that script. I've given you, I think, three or four scripts on what to say for clients you're keeping and you know, two or three on for clients that you're giving away. But basically, the script is the same thing. And always remember, the easiest thing to remember is the truth. Okay?
Yeah,
right.
Right. So just tell them the truth. Here's what we've done. You know, the good news is the community has been very good to us and our practice has grown. The bad news is it's grown and we needed to really look at it and we weren't quite sure how to improve and keep up the service to this many clients. And so we hired a consultant. And this is what we discovered. In order to give that Lexus service or the top-notch service in our community, we just frankly had too many clients.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've committed to do is to this. Every client that we do business with will have their own personal financial plan called a multi-generational plan.
Mm-hmm.
They will have 12 scheduled appointments. Four of those will be reviews. Two of them will be in person. And we've set up a rapid response team where we give one-hour response, 24-hour resolution to any and all problems. How does that sound? When people go, oh, my God, it sounds wonderful, but how are you going to do that? And frankly, we can only do that. It's because we have limited ourselves to 100 clients per advisor. All right?
Okay.
And the good news, and they're going to be like in a panic. The good news is you're one of those clients.
Okay.
Now here's what we're going to do for you, and frankly, this is what we need to have you do for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do they need to do?
Tell them. Yeah, this is a partnership, right? We're here to serve you and help you and to be successful, but like with any situation, as a patient, you know, you tell a patient, don't eat anything before you come in for this operation. If you do, you're going to mess it up. Okay? So there's an obligation on both parts. We're going to be prepared every month. We're going to have an agenda for you, and we're going to call you. Your job is to be there. Okay. So I'm going to give you a folder. We're going to send you the schedule. You put it on your calendar. You got the folder. This is where you take notes. If it's an emergency or you'd like to place an order, always feel free to call us. Otherwise, we'll talk to you at this scheduled time. So when you have questions that come up in between during the month, you need this or that, or, you know, write it down. And either when we call to schedule the appointment or when I get on the phone, that's when you tell us what it is that's on your mind.
Okay.
So the first thing on the agenda is always the same, client's agenda. So what happens then is you educate and you train your client.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when you train and educate your clients, then the phone stops ringing. And when you eliminate phone tag, you eliminate phone interruptions, you eliminate walk-ins and people that just drop in, you've all of a sudden found time.
We've pretty much done that part. We're real good with the with phone appointments and in office appointments. I mean, we're real good, and Keisha owns that. That's her thing. So that part is going to be the easy part because we're already doing it. I guess the big homework is who do we want to keep as our clients? Who are going to be our top? Did you say 150 or 200?
Well, I mean, I think you guys came to the conclusion that with three of you, 200 is the number with, you know,
yeah.
150, 75 each, plus 50, is kind of the way to go. But you don't have to do that immediately. You could say, okay, we're going to have 250, but we're going to eliminate the, you know, 50 of those as we bring in new assets.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends. I don't want to give you too many outs because then you're going to use them.
Do you find that, how long should it take for us to do this?
That's what I was about to ask.
I've had a guy do it over the weekend.
He had, man, he didn't care. He had no relationship. We talked to most of our clients. Now, there's a bottom part of our book that really doesn't get any service. They're part of simple plans and that sort of thing, and we just have pretty much neglected them.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, you guys can, I mean, some of it you can do literally over the weekend because it's, you need to call them, but it's, you can make the decision, all right? Mm-hmm. It's really once you make the decision, then it's just a question of efficiency. How fast can you do it?
Where is the script that says you're fired?
Yeah, it's really the same. It's really a similar script. You may not go into all the detail, but you can tell them the story. You know, we became more and more frustrated. You know, we were trying to deliver a great client experience. The success that we've had has generated a problem, and that is we really feel like we cannot keep up with the work. So we hired a consultant, and this is the result.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They'll understand. You're really not firing them. You're reassigning them. You're finding them a home. And I always say this, you know, I'm reassigning you to such and such, and it's a bigger account. You reassign it to a person. And you always say, if you're not satisfied, fully satisfied with that relationship, then I will find someone else for you. You notice you didn't say you can come back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, you can take advantage of the call center if you have confidence in that, or you can reassign them to somebody that you have confidence in the office, but you don't want to do it to a bunch of people. You want to have somebody that you can rely on or a team that you can rely on to send those accounts to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Or... yeah, I mean, you know, it's as I said, you've got to do the intellectual part, the mathematical part, and then there's the emotional part. So you got to make a decision as to, you know, who is it that you really need to keep, because it just wouldn't work if you don't, and who can get a good home with somebody else, and who can you count on to make sure that happens. Eventually, we call it stair step to the stars. Eventually, you should have another team trained in Supernova, because as your minimum moves up and you don't have the same, you maintain the same number of clients, you've got not good accounts then to reassign.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been getting Supernova, you certainly don't want them to get something less. So you make sure there's another team trained in Supernova. And, I mean, you just tell them, hey, look, I'll give you, you know,
good.
A bunch of, you know, I'll give you a couple hundred thousand in revenues, but you've got to do Supernova with them. They'll go, yes, sir, sign me up.
Yeah, that's good. How do you handle, I'm thinking about one client in particular who, you know, has, they definitely are a great client, but they've referred a friend of theirs that is not, just doesn't have the assets and would not fit. I mean, so that's a very sensitive issue.
I would call the client and tell them what you have to do and just, see, they assigned, they sent you the client because they wanted the client taken care of.
Right. Okay?
So as long as the client is taken care of, they're fine.
Doesn't work like that. I don't see it working. I don't see it working like that. They're real close.
Right? Then you
decide it's worth it because that client is a center of influence. But I would tell you, you need to have a talk with him and say, here's what we've done prior to consultant, da-da-da. Our minimums are $2.5 million. You don't tell anybody your minimum's $1 million now.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
The advertised minimum is $2.5 million. I had a guy. No, that's serious.
Yeah.
What do you want? Is that what you want, or did you want $1 million? Which do you want?
You're right.
You want $2.5 million.
I just don't want somebody to say, you know. I had $1.5 million I was going to bring to you, but your minimum is $2.5 million.
But they're not going to say that. What they're going to say is this. Oh, wow, okay. Your minimum is 2.5. I only have $1.5 million. Would you take me?
I don't think so.
Really?
What do you think?
Because I see is that, I mean, the clients that we tend to deal with, they would get offended.
No, it's actually the opposite.
Wait, what do you think, Pop? Let Pop speak. Pop is the sage.
The opposite direction.
They will run in the opposite direction. Very sensitive people.
No, but here's the point. The point is this. Everybody wants to join the club they can't get into. Okay?
Say that again?
Everybody wants to join the club they can't get into.
That's true, because I have dealt. I will say in some situations, you're very right, because recently what we've been doing is we don't always tell people our minimums immediately. We see what they have, just, you know, qualifying them. And then if we realize they don't meet that minimum, we'll say, well, you know, typically we deal with this, and we wouldn't be able to service you, but I want to help you, whatever. And a few people have told me, wow, that gave me, they're, like, inspired to get to our minimum. So that's actually
right.
A good point. It's depending on how we say it.
Yeah.
It's really, again, to be like, yeah, you can't be in our club. But they were like, wow, that gave me inspiration. I'm going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Everybody, it's weird. People want what they can't have. They may not admit it, but that's the way their brain works. You know, you want to get in the school you can't get in, and, you know, not too many people that are accepted at Harvard don't go there. You know, they want what is just outside of their reach. And, it's human nature. And when you tell, I had some guy, I was coaching a team in Mobile, and they said, you know, I was down there. I was giving a talk. So I had dinner with them, and we were around the campfire. And one of the guys was telling me, he was telling the center of influence that his minimum was, you know, $500,000, that's what their absolute minimum was. And I said, I didn't mean to say this, but I said, I bet he was really impressed. And he kind of looked at me like, I said, what's your target minimum? He said, $2 million. I said, why didn't you tell him that?
Because then when he's referring clients, he'll refer you to people with 2 million. Otherwise, he'll give you somebody with 600,000. I mean, yes, it's okay when you're begging, okay? It's great. But you're not begging anymore. You know?
Okay. All right. Okay.
And people will ask for the exception. You know, they'll, will you take me? And then they'll be delighted that you take them. And from then on, they think you've done them the biggest favor.
Right. Right.
Okay. It's mind blowing. If this was the first time I did it, I would say, you know, maybe you're right, but I've done this thousands of times and it's always the same. People want what they can't have.
In the video, you said we needed to do that with centers of influence, attorneys, CPAs, et cetera. What about, you know, just do we do that with everybody, or do we just do that with centers of influence?
No, you do it with everybody.
Okay.
So you want to train your clients as to who you want. You know, and you don't say it like, somehow we're cocky. No, it's the idea of, look, we have limited space. We'd love to do business with everybody. And when somebody comes in and says, look, you know, I only have, you know, in this case, let's say they come in, they say, I only have 800,000 and your minimum is 2.5 million. You say, you've done a great job. Congratulations. You know, that's a wonderful relate. That's a wonderful account. I have a terrific guy for you. And you take care of everybody. You just don't work with everybody.
Okay.
So you think of your practice as a law firm, right? And the other people in your office are your partners. And you're helping everybody. And they're helping you. So when they get a relationship of 10 million, they come to you. Because you've been helping them. You see, that's not always the way it is in offices, but that's the way it can be and should be. And I've done it that way. That's the way my office was. It was a cooperative atmosphere rather than a competitive atmosphere. It's very bizarre, but it does work, and it is possible.
Okay. So you're telling us an $800,000 client?
Right.
Yeah, that person would be very, very happy with you. And when they get a complicated case of 10 million, then they bring it to you and say, look, this is too big and too complicated for me. Would you help me? And you go, sure.
Okay.
So the mind is amazing. When you focus on something, that's what you get. When you say our target is 2.5 million, so I really – our sweet spot is between, say, 2.5 and 10 million is really, or 2.5 to 25 million is really where we specialize. And that's probably a pretty good range. You know, 2.5 to 25 million, that, you know, you're not going to get any prima donnas in there. You're going to get really nice people. The typical business that's sold is, you know, in somewhere in that range. So it's a realistic range. Get north of 100 million and you're getting more family office group complicated stuff going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you can deal with that, or you can bring in somebody to advise you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's the idea, so that when you go to your centers of influence, they go, oh, okay, I know exactly who's right for you. And that's the guy that's selling his medical practice, he's selling his business. I just spent some time with a team in New York, and it's fun to watch the mind work. There's a group. This guy's putting together a practice, a mastermind group, identical to one that we put together in Indianapolis
in order to help people that are selling their businesses. In his case, it was tool and die makers, specialty machinery. He thinks and he knows there's a boom going on in that area, yet most of the people that own them are baby boomers who are looking to retire. So those people are all looking to sell those businesses. They require a great deal of capital right now to modernize them with technology. Productivity can be raised, robotics, et cetera. So it's a perfect time for private equity people to come in, wealthy investors to come in and buy these businesses, consolidate them, run them, and it's very lucrative. Mm-hmm. People are making, the people that are selling them for $10 million. The people who are buying them make the investments, put millions in and then run them with terrific EBITDA. So it's a fun business. It's fun to be in business right now. Business is good. There's lots of things going on, but you got to have time.
Right.
You got to have time to be out there, meeting the business brokers, meeting the commercial realtors, knowing who's moving in a town, who's moving out, who's selling a business, who's not, et cetera. And if you're working on small accounts, you don't have time for that. And so you're missing the dollars picking up the pennies. And so we want to be spending our time where our best returns are with those centers of influence that work with. So not all centers of influence are people that we want to spend time with. So when we're talking, which we move into right away, which is marketing, is identifying centers of influence whose clients fit that target market, 2.5 to 25 million. And, not every CPA has those clients and not every attorney does business with those people, but there are, in your community, there are people that do that. And so that's what you have to do, say, okay, who in our community deals with people like that, that we can build relationships with? Maybe you have them already, but we're going to spend more time with them instead of all over the place.
Okay. All
so
right.
This is, Supernova is a growth strategy. So
right.
Half the time we're going to spend getting you organized. The other half we're going to help you get organized in your marketing effort.
Okay.
And so, if we didn't help you grow, we'd only have a half a business here. We want to have it, get organized and then market the heck out of it because it's going to be a fabulous. It already is a fabulous. You have a great reputation. You have a great brand. What we want to do is just make it easier to market it, make it efficient, streamline your time, and raise everybody's productivity. The homework is clear every week. It's at the back of chapter one.
On page 20.
Yeah. And I give you a lot to talk about there.
Okay.
Eating.
So what we're gonna do is look at the top 20%, give you an accurate number, have an accurate number. So I gave you the top 10%. So we'll look at the top 20 and see what that number looks like, and then go forward from there.
Yeah, it might be 2 million, and with an absolute of 1 million, it's you guys. That's why I want you to really, this is do some forensic work on your own practice and figure out. What it is exactly that you should be doing mathematically, and then we got to get the emotional, enthusiastic side behind it so that we make it happen. So research your client list, inform your team about the changes to be expected, which we already have, identify another advisor to absorb your segmented clients, practice the scripts, inform the first 20% of your clients that they are being segmented. Hire an intern if you can. This is always a good thing. And it probably is going to take you a while to get that person approved and all, but there's tremendous leverage in interns, plus you're doing a great thing for the community. So
I'm going to pause. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but We're going to use Pop as our intern. Pop is here 12 hours a week, and he's very organized. If you don't mind, Pop, do you mind that?
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. Yeah, he's very organized. So I know, and he'll make us stick to it. He'll hold us accountable.
Awesome. So, all right, so your job, Pop, would be to... is to be in charge of getting the folders, understanding the scheduler, you know, working with the team to understand the scheduler, the folders, what goes in the folders, and just get the Supernova bones ready to go. And I think you can go ahead and order the folders now, order the scheduler now from Cindy so that you have it. I think we tell you to do that in week two, but I don't want to wait. There's no reason to wait. You might as well get going, especially if you have your staff, you know, you have your team together.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes as fast as you guys can go. You know, I'll stay. I don't want to make you crazy, but, you know, we want to move as quickly as we can in order to. Yeah, it's my page 37 where it shows you how to order the folders and things like that. So you can read ahead on that. Yeah. That's actually in week
37 where?
In the workbook. In my workbook, it might not be the same page, but it's the end of chapter 3.
The end of chapter 3, okay.
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 40.
Okay, page 40.
40. Okay. No, that's week 40. I mean, that's week 4.
The time of week 3 is 33, page 33.
Page
33. Okay. I got another question for you, Rob. In the book, you talked about a... let me see, I wrote a note. Game board.
Yeah.
Game board. When do we do the game board?
Well, you've got enough to do right now. We're not going to do the game board yet, okay?
Okay. We're moving fast. Just want you to know we on the move, man. I don't know where you got that five-year-old idea. We're on the move.
You got the energy of 25-year-olds. Now we want.
There you go.
All right, so we'll get to that. You got plenty to do getting this stuff done, and the hardest thing, of course, is talking to the clients and getting comfortable with the script. But remember, the truth is always the easiest thing to remember. So whatever is the truth for you. Is a great way to
alternative facts. We were alternative facts. Okay. Sorry, Rob. I hope I didn't step on your toe, man.
No. It's good. That's funny. I know this is going to be. I know this is going to be my most fun group.
But Rob, you do need to tell her that we objected to that characterization.
Oh,
the five-year-old. I'm laughing, but he's serious.
Gerald, you told Cindy that. She said, "Now, Rob, Gerald told us that you know don't go too fast. You know, make it simple and make it so that everybody understands it." I don't mean to insult anybody.
I know. That might have been a transaction. That might have been a one-off thing. But, yeah, I'll let you know, though. I'll let you know when I need you to go slow. But I get bored very quickly.
I can see that. You already want the game board. Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, let's get that on.
Okay, so we're to do the homework. Are we to watch the video now or to watch it later? The next video.
It's up to you. It's up to you. It just, you know, you can go as fast as you want.
You know, you can watch 3 weeks of video if you want to, but the idea is to watch the video, do the homework, hold yourselves accountable to the timeline.
Do we watch the video first, or do we watch the video? Here's what I think, as I see it, that we need to start on the clients that we're going to keep right away. That's the first order of business to me. And that's going to be after we can see the top 20%, whatever that average is. And then we come up with the minimums and who we're going to keep, and then we practice on the scripts, and then we get started talking with some of the clients. And we're going to order the folders. We're going to order the folders today. Then, right?
Well, can get them to front desk, but it depends
front
on
desk?
When
mean?
They order it.
When they order it, do we order it from who? We order it from
the front desk.
Order from okay. All right. Well, we can talk to Will about that. Is there anything else? Make sure
you're ordering the right folders. Okay. If you can get them cheaper than we can get them, go get them. We don't make anything ordering through us, but we have got a deal with the company to get them because we order so many. We get them at pretty good price. So you should check, you know, and make sure they're the same. You know, they're the right kind of folders.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
So that's simple. The scheduler takes a little bit of getting used to. Cindy will schedule an appointment with you guys so you get used to it. The scheduler is a very simple Excel spreadsheet that's designed to give you the 12-4-2. So, you know, if you just put the names into Outlook, you're just going to get 12. It's the 4-2 that's tricky. And to, you know, equally spread them out so you only have 5 a day. You don't want to have 3 in-person appointments in one day. So that's what the see what I mean? That's what the scheduler does. I've had teams ignore the scheduler and try and do it themselves. I said, hey, I paid a lot of money to a guy to develop that. And
you paid a lot of money to you to tell us.
Right.
Right, exactly. So we're passing it on. So use it. You know, use it. Definitely use it. It'll make your life so much easier. Don't try and do it yourself.
Okay.
So I have a question. When do I need to start setting up these calls then? Because,
we need to get it first.
But you're already in almost in April, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in April. So when do I need to, because I don't want to just continue to make appointments when we're going to be changing the process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you can blend it right in. I mean, the appointments that you've got, you should keep. Those are great opportunities to explain Supernova. You're going to actually give each client their own folder. That's a great opportunity to give it to them. So this should work just fine. You know, some people that aren't coming in, you call them and you can send them the folder. Other people that are coming in, you talk to them then in person and explain what you're doing.
I guess it was the first meeting.
And so what happens? They hold on to the folder.
And do they bring them in each meeting, or they just hold the folders? How does that work?
The folders are really they're thin folders. They're medical folders, so you can. What do you need? We're just about done. Give me 2 minutes. My wife is still interrupting me in my office, which is illegal.
So she went to wife school. Why do that?
The funniest thing in the world is today. I know they're having this, you know, women's protest day, and God bless them. But they don't understand that they already have all the power. I don't know what they want.
More power. Yeah.
Okay, Rob. There's 3 of us in here now.
She said, "Who are they? Who you calling they?"
Is there anybody else to offend?
If I have to.
Oh, man, that's good.
Well, we all,
all right.
What if the elephant knew his strength?
Right.
What if the elephant knew his strength?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't hold him down with a little peg like we do today.
Right. So the folders are just little thin medical folders. There's six sections in each folder. And so they're to be used. The idea is if you lose one, it's not a big deal. We used to, you know, people used to give out big leather binders. Well, nobody ever used them. They sat in the shelf. They looked pretty, but nobody used them. These are to be used. So they bring them in with them. They keep their notes in them. So,
I
can
wait.
You see,
yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ron. Go ahead. Go ahead. We're talking because we tried that before.
Oh, you did?
Didn't work.
No, nobody ever uses them. They don't bring them. So you tell them, yes, when you come in, please bring your folder. That's where the agenda is going to go. You can give them, if you want to personalize this, make it even a bigger deal, you give them a $15 two-hole punch. They'll think you hung the moon. You know, wrap it up in a little wrapping paper and say, give it to them. They'll be just like, oh, this is so sweet of you. You thought of everything. And we go, yes, we have. And that's good. That's the idea, is that when you've thought of everything, they don't have to think about much. And so that's what you want.
Now, if they don't bring their folders in, what do we do?
No problem. You're gonna send them an executive summary of every meeting anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So you're gonna have an agenda. You're gonna have an agenda for every meeting, and then an executive summary. And what it does is it keeps you on track and them on track. And then the executive summary says, what are we going to do and who's responsible for doing it and the timeline.
Okay.
So everybody is organized, you know, and they're going to love that because they've never, you know, most people have never had that. You might be doing that, but most aren't. It's just that extra touch, you know, that makes the difference.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
It'll be a pleasure. Pleasure working with you all. Look forward to it. Thanks.
Likewise. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
No.
What?
Is it next Wednesday?
Not next.
Is it every month?
It's once a month?
No, it's every week. It's
every
week.
Oh, okay.
It's a
calendar then. All right. Thanks, Rob.
I'm glad you just checked the calendar.